Welcome to Imprint, the program that tunes into local and regional music from upstate New York and independent music from points beyond. I'm your host, Terry Doyle. On this week's episode, we meet back up with Jeff Stahara, who has put together the CD, The Sultana, that spins through the history of the SS Sultana in April of 1865. Now, just like last week, we're going to continue to delve into the making of this amazing project. Now, starting off this week's episode, we got someone we'll catch up with later on in the year, probably late spring, early summer, maybe more summertime-ish. Here is Harry Nichols and the song The Astronaut right here on the Imprint program.
I went to the moon and saw your footprints there. But the moon was oh so cold and far from home. As an astronaut, I'm searching for you always, dear. Dreaming of you as I float from stone to stone. And 7 years since I left home, and every day is hollow. My vessel keeps me safe, I guess, but don't hold me as I follow. And love, my love, where are you now? I can tie a knot, but I just can't stop my sorrow. Oh, never mind. And I went to the sun and had a vision there. But everywhere was hostile, hard and hot. And I got burned and scarred and left it lying there. Dreaming of the things that I am not. Whoa. 7 years since I left home, and every day is hollow. My vessel keeps me safe, I guess, but don't hold me as I follow. And love, my love, where are you now? I can tie a knot, but I just can't stop my sorrow. Oh, never mind. The oceans dried, the forests cut away. The note I found read, lover, come and find me, please. A million light years out is where I wait.
Music there from Harry Nichols from his CD, Love in Roots, and that is the tune, The Astronaut, here on the Imprint program. Well, we'll catch up with Harry a little bit later on in the year, probably sometime in the summer, late summer time, I'm guessing at this point. Okay, well, let's see. This week's episode, it's part two of the two-part series dealing with the Sultana CD put together by Jeff Stahara, and get ready for more information on that. Want to find out more right now? Well, of course, you can dial up on the computer, the Sultana. com. Next week's episode of the Imprint program, it's Ann Osman and Dennis Yeary, so get ready for that. And well, let's As we mentioned, the very incomplete calendar is now not in the program, but on the Imprint Radio Show's Facebook page. But here's something lifted off that's pretty cool to check out. And oh, by the way, you might find Jeff Stahera at this event on June 2nd. It's a songwriter showcase at the CyberWest Cafe in Binghamton. It starts at 8 o'clock that night. Proceeds to the event go to Chow and Why Hunger, and musically features Jody Shaw, Emily Rose, Jamie Willard, and Lucas Wells. And then following that, they got more music with Lo-Fi Resistance, which is headed up by Randy McStein, who was involved with the Sultana project. So it all ties together. A lot of cool stuff. But right now, let's check in with some more cool music. This comes from Cosby Gibson from her Lost Songs CD. Here is The Wind Rolls On right here on the Imprint program.
Your share of troubles, and now you're down where it's dark and dreary. Is that where you wanna be? Really, really, the wind rolls on. Winter mountains call, and the clouds we see in the sky will be floating along. Every time the world is turning, sweet memories beginning. The wind rolls on. Bending to send you a greeting. It never ends, so follow me. You'll see, you'll see. You don't have to worry when you're with me. When we're drifting, when you're with me. The wind rolls on, winter mountains call, and the clouds we see in the sky will be floating along. Every time the world is turning, sweet memories beginning. The wind rolls on.
Cosby Gibson and The Wind Rolls On from her The Lost Songs CD. She does have more music in the works. Go to CosbyGibson.com for more on that. Or you can check out when Cosby stops by the Cadder Schoolhouse in Stanford on June 9th at the 7 o'clock start. And also something else you can check out on June 9th, Sean Crimmins. We played some of his music over the year. CD release party and show at the Primal Power Yoga in Kingston on June 9th, at 8 o'clock in the evening. Old Song from Across the Room is the new CD from Sean, and we'll catch up with him also later on this year. Now, if you want to find out more about the Imprint Radio Show, you can check us out on Facebook, Imprint Radio Show, or simply email imprintradioshow@gmail.com. It's that easy. So just stay tuned or click on. You're listening to the Imprint program, and I'm your host, Terry Doyle. And like last week, we are continuing our discussion and delving into the Sultana April 27th, 1865 CD project that Jeff Stahera has put together. And once again, welcome back to the program, Jeff.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, we're going to give people kind of a quick recap and then take through three tunes. Last week, we left you off 4 Mile Bridge, which is the lead track on the CD. Now, we're going to kind of take you through the time of April 23rd through the 27th from a musical perspective. But again, Jeff, give people kind of, a Reader's Digest version of how you got pulled into this amazing story.
Reader's Digest version. I was noodling around with a lick in the studio one day. It was a lower tuned guitar. It had a very bluesy sound to it. I started doing some free association of a melody with some nonsensical words, which happened to be burn down the wheel, burn down the riverboat. It kind of had a sea shanty feel to it, so I recorded just a snippet of it. Came back to it a few weeks later, felt that I could maybe pursue that idea a little bit further, went looking for a backstory, got on the internet, found out a lot of riverboats burned down, pretty much all of them. When I stumbled across the one called Sultana, where 1,800 or so people perished, I'm like, what is this? How come we have never heard of this? You know, here you have the Titanic that everyone's heard of, and not even that many people died on that. So I started researching that and just went to, you know, Wikipedia to start. Once I read that, I was hooked. It was game on. It was like, wow, what a story. How come we don't know about this? And that's how I got dragged into it.
And we can tell people, maybe if you are not familiar with it, some folks may have seen things on, you know, various parts of history. I think maybe the History Channel has done different things about various things. Or if you can read about the greatest maritime disaster, if you happen to put something in, you run across the Sultana, which at the time, well, dare I say, if it was a 14-page paper, like I said last week, would have been on page 17, because it's the close of the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln had just been assassinated recently, and they were on the trail of John Wilkes Booth. And you know, that would the night of they would have caught up to him at that point. But it's, you know, if all the reporters are chasing there, and all, I dare say there was nobody watching anything at that point when this did occur. Now, I asked this last week. There's a lot of myth, rumor, and in fact, I mean, you probably came across a whole bunch of things of conjecture in the various books you've read, or you involved with an organization, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in this episode. Are those things still swirling around this day?
Oh, yeah, because information was lax on it. Like you said, there was other things overshadowing it on the press. There's only a few recounts of the actual events that occurred. The Chester Berry book we referenced last week, with some of the survivors' stories, and the rest has been just, you know, pieced together through military records or newspaper reports and things of that nature. And there is some inaccurate stuff, I suppose, or some controversial stuff, whether there was bribery involved in overloading of the boat, if it should have carried that many or shouldn't have carried that many. Did someone actually, you know, sabotage it? I mean, there's a lot of conjecture, and there's uncertainty. Those are the gray areas that surely are fodder for songs, but the stories that the individuals who either perished in the event and what they did, or those who actually survived, there are some of the greatest stories I've heard. It's just amazing. Just even one or two of them, you read it, it draws you in.
Now, last week's episode, we left our listeners at the 4 Mile Bridge. And now we're going to go further on into the CD in chronological order over that 4-day period. The tune, The Pier. Now, I mentioned last week you have a whole bunch of folks, not saying at your disposal, but I think it better to say each one of you is at each other's disposal at various times from a musical perspective. But this particular track, it references the Burn Down the Wheel, Burn Down the Riverboat. But you also have John Knazowicz, and then also the Stoutman in this particular track. Lead us into The Pier.
Well, The Pier is basically a grumpy old pier as he observes the soldiers getting put on and overloaded onto the Sultana. And somehow he has the foresight. He's maybe a clairvoyant pier, for all I know. He can see that this is not going to work out too well. So that's the perspective of the lyric in it, and John Knazowicz plays a beautiful Wurlitzer on this song, and the Stoutmen, I use them in several tracks. I love those guys, friends of mine, and they sing that chorus that I had in my head that first night. The little snippet that I recorded that first night, I ended up using that all over the record in various stages, you know, on two or three songs to tie it together. There's a reoccurring theme, and you know, it's supposed to read like a movie soundtrack when you listen to it in succession. That's why there's no gaps in it.
No, and it's cool how the different riffs, different parts pop up here and there throughout the whole thing. And as you mentioned, it reads as a whole one piece, you know, connecting to them. But right now, let's check in with the peer from the Sultana CD right here on the Imprint program. That was the song, The Pier, that comes from the Sultana CD, the Sultana, April 27th, 1865, the full name of the CD project. I'm Terry Doyle speaking with Jeff Stahara, who was the head of this project. Now, we've kind of alluded to the packaging, which has that kind of a time, I'd say 1860s time period look. It has kind of like the Old West, or it basically has a time of that vintage. Obviously, that was particular on putting this together like this.
Yeah, Todd McCarthy did a great job of piecing this together for me. The packaging, there's several different versions of the packaging. The first version was the limited edition one. It's a folding pack that comes together, and it's made of, well, as you said, it looks like an old-time piece of cardboard or something, you know. It might have even been through the fire at some point, and the picture's kind of hazy, and it's the picture of them all loaded onto the ship, a very famous photograph. And then the inside is parchment paper, so it has that old, you know, nice textural feel in your hands. And as you unfold it, it unveils various depths of the story. So if you don't want to go too far into it, the first thing you're going to see is basically the names of the songs with a one-liner underneath it that kind of does the setup. So that's as much as you can get if that's all you need to see. Then if you open up again, now there's the liner notes, which David Markland, he's a writer out in L.A. He's got his great-great-grandfather, who was one of the soldiers on this, that was put on board to guard these prisoners getting released. He passed away. He wrote the liner notes, and it tells you a little bit more. It talks about the what else was going on at the time, and it delves into like a little review of some of the songs and so forth. And then if you open it up another piece, not only does it say the song titles, there's all the musicians that play on it, and as Terry's mentioned, there's a very impressive group of folks on there, great musicians. And then on the flip side of that, which opens up like a newspaper, and it looks like a newspaper, it is all the song lyrics. So if you were going to read the newspaper and just like you would normally read the columns, you would follow along with the entire package. So that's it in a nutshell.
It's very much a timepiece of that vintage. Now, reception. This was actually officially released on April 27th of this year. It's not just besides doing your own research, you've also gone out that direction. Can you explain the people you worked with there, one of the organizations, and what has been their reception to your work?
Well, the folks I had met recently, I had an opportunity to go down to the Association of Sultana Descendants and Friends. They have an annual conference. It's always held in a different location. This year was Cincinnati. And essentially meet a lot of authors and experts on the event and present the material that I had recorded to them. I had sent them a link to the website and so they could stream the album. And I basically just said, you know, the story influenced me. My goal is to get people to understand that this thing is out there. It's a musical monument, if you will, to the event. So I want them to remember it using this. And although I don't have any descendants or anything on it, I was able to feel moved by it and wanted to do that. And so, and it was, they received it very well. And they had nothing but positive comments and compliments about it. And I made some really great friends out there. They're doing at the Arkansas State University is committed to being this repository for all artifacts Sultana related, because that's the closest city to the point on the Mississippi where the event occurred. And Lewis Intries, I believe is how you say his name, was there representing the college and has done a lot of research on it. And he took copies back with him, and he would like to have it available at their site all the time. And he actually had his students listen to it and kind of analyze it because of the factual nature or the framing of the story and how it ties into the big picture. He felt it was interesting and actually fairly accurate. So I was pretty proud about that.
Well, that's very good. And now the next tune we're going to go to also includes the Stoutman. And then another friend that brought into the project, Randy McStein. And just assembling this piece, knowing that without even knowing who was on the tracks when you initially sent me this, and not even questioning what was going on here, that was right off the bat, that's my favorite tune and still is my favorite tune on the CD. And then when I got the whole project and found out, oh, it's the Stoutman, and well, I know that you've recorded the Stoutman, Randy McStein, I know you've performed or been behind the soundboard of different works for probably both of you. Either you're on stage, he's behind the soundboard, vice versa at various locations I've seen you. Lead us into that song, That Old Steam Boiler.
Well, that's one of those songs that has the mechanical sound to it. It's supposed to sound like a misfiring boiler, and it's just drums and, you know, percussion and stuff like that, but it's supposed to create that environment for you. And that's again that lick that's on there, that's the same lick that's used, like I said, two or three times. It's just disguised. It's played in another fashion. And when you listen to it, it kind of has a, there's only two guitars on it, but somehow the way it's blended, I played one through one of these Leslies and my old Gretsch guitar, and the way it kind of had the spinning of the horn added to the mechanicalness of it all, and it just seemed to blend in. And it, when you solo out just the guitar tracks, it sounds more like almost like a washing machine. And sometimes a banjo on it, you know, so that's just an old Civil War six-string banjo. It plays Civil War songs when it's just sitting there, you know. So I use that on it too. And then at the end, you know, because this kind of talks about this steam boiler, you know, how it's almost a human mechanism. It's moving and churning and very loud and bellowing smoke and everything. And at the end, Randy does a beautiful collage of guitar work. When I asked him to play on it, I says, you know, I'd love to have you play a solo at the end for me, but I don't want a melodic solo that's, you know, something really searing or soaring. I want something that's more, I said, it should sound mechanical. It should sound abrasive. There should be, it should have some hair around the edges and not quite, you know, it should be disjointed a little bit. So he gave me probably 10 tracks of different ideas that he put down. And I just blend all of them together to make this hodgepodge that's excellent with headphones. So if you got a pair of headphones, get them out now. Great for the iPod, iTunes generation, because they're going to listen to it with earbuds. And it really is a ear candy from that perspective. And it's really creative on his part.
Okay, well, let's track into that tune right now from the Sultana CD. Here is that old steam boiler right here on the Imprint program.
Trouble bound.
that old steam boiler. The Sultana CD right here on the Imprint program. Hopefully you were listening on headphones because that was pretty darn cool. All that stuff going on in the background there. All the guitar work there by Randy McStein, and also work from Jeff Stahara and a lot of cool folks that made up that track, along with the Stoutman on back vocals. A lot of cool stuff. And we'll catch up with Jeff a little bit later on in the program. But again, reminding you that, you know, if you want to find out more about the Sultana CD, thesultana.com, and that's where you can find it. There's also a page, the Sultana on Facebook, so you can find out information about this cool CD project. And of course, if you want to find out more about the Imprint Radio Show, you can email us imprintradioshow@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook, Imprint Radio Show. That is where you can also find out information about the Very Incomplete Calendar. That's where it resides right now. But we're leaking various things throughout the program. We'll do that many more times before the end of this episode, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Imprint program, and I'm your host, Terry Doyle. And if you want to find out more about the Imprint Radio Show, you can simply email us, imprintradioshow@gmail.com, or check us out on Facebook, Imprint Radio Show. Now, as we've mentioned, the Very Incomplete Calendar only resides on the Imprint Radio Show's Facebook page, so that's where you can find it. But here we're going to lift off two events that involve Pat LaManna, who's up next on the program. On June 8th, the Hudson Valley Folk Guild presents Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday tribute at the United Methodist Church in Hyde Park. It starts at 8 o'clock that night and features Pat LaManna, Bob Lusk, Lynn Bernstein, and many, many more. Then the following night, Catskill Cabaretio at the Pine Hill Community Center in Pine Hill. The show is live on WIOX at 7 o'clock that evening and musically features Pat LaManna. Now, that event will be preceded by a potluck dinner at 6 o'clock. And oh, by the way, what is Pat going to be talking about during the course of that cabaretio? Well, Heritage Folk is doing a project with Camp Woodlands later on in July, and she'll talk all about that. But here is kind of a tour back to that. Here's the tune Full Circle from Pat LaManna here on the Imprint program.
The Esopus Creek winds down the Catskill Mountains. Soft rolling hills so green against the sky. It was there I spent the summers of my childhood. It was there I learned the songs that shaped my life. So the other day I drove into Phoenicia. Stopped in for an ice cream at the store. Then rambled dusty roads until I found it. I stood upon that sacred ground once more. It was in this place that I first heard Pete Seeger sing Abby Yo-Yo and Irene Goodnight. The first time I wrapped my fingers round a D chord and dreamed about the songs that I would write. So many years have passed, so much work and love and pain. So many things have changed, even my name. But though each verse is different, still here comes the refrain. My life has come full circle once again. Esopus still winds down the Catskill Mountains. Soft rolling hills still green against the sky. And there are still folks singing round the campfire. I believe that I could join them if I tried. They are singing for the beauty of the music. They are singing for the healing of the earth. They are filling up the lonely sky with laughter. They are celebrating life from death to birth. And I do believe if everyone could hear it, they would look at life through new and different eyes, and the light of love would shine within their spirit, and the trees would be so green they'd touch the sky. So many years have passed, so much work and love and pain, so many things have changed, even my name. But though each verse is different, still here comes the refrain. And my life has come full circle once again. And my life has come full circle once again. And my life has come full circle.
I used to admire most a melody and what it could do with love and words. And I used to admire most the poet who with a pen untangled this world into verse. And I used to admire all I thought was profound. I plagiarized the prophets and the saints. Ah, but now that I'm older, oh, it's mercy that I admire most. Ah, it's mercy that I admire most. And I waited out my low youth for a fallow spectacle in line, snaking round coliseums. And I marched in the drench under fame's soft fist clenched. And I paid all the scalpers just to see them. Ah, but now that I'm older, oh, it's mercy that I admire most. Ah, it's mercy that I admire most. And I admire the pure of heart that will one thing. And I admire the steady in their routine. And I admire decision and the mind that endures it, and those who speak, though they be shamed. And I admire all the reckless voices for the voiceless, and the man standing in the path of tanks. Ah, but now that I'm older, oh, it's mercy I admire most. Ah, it's mercy that I admire most. Mercy.
Music there from John Brooks from the CD Delicate Cages. That's the song Mercy right here on the Imprint program from Canada. But he is going to be in Phoenicia on June 10th through Flying Cat Music at the Empire State Railway Museum in Phoenicia. That's a 7:30 start. And before that, it was, of course, Pat LaManna and the song Full Circle singing about Camp Woodlands right in the Phoenicia area. So that's all tied together on that. Of course, stay tuned to us here on the Imprint program. You're listening to The Imprint Program. I'm your host, Terry Doyle, and we're going into the last segment of the two-part episode of going through the Sultana, a project put together by Jeff Stahara, and wrapping up and kind of taking the going kind of, as we mentioned, through the 4 days on this particular episode. But how can people get a copy music of this? And again, like we alluded last week, are there plans for a vinyl? I guess first tell people where they can get the information or get a copy of the CD, and then if there is a plan of a vinyl.
Okay, well, I would say go to the sultana.com, and that's the website. You can order it from there and get all the news about its release and, you know, what's going on with it. There's a lot of bonus content that'll be posted on there also. You can get it if you're into the downloading at the iTunes or Amazon, Spotify, you know, the typical ones like that. In town, if you're in Binghamton, Music City, always will have it in stock over there. And Barnes & Noble, probably Investo, will also be carrying it once it's commercially available to them.
Now, are there plans for a vinyl, or is that like we alluded last week?
No, I'm planning on trying to do the vinyl thing. It'll be a very limited number of pressings, obviously, but it just lends itself to that format. You have to sit there in front of the record player to play it. You'll have all this beautiful supporting documentation that comes with it to look at, and to have your own version of the movie in your mind while you listen to the songs.
Now, one thing, we're going to wrap this up with a very wide open question at the end. Dare I say, is there a plan for a live version of this? Is it, it would be more theatrical, or is that yet a step beyond vinyl?
Like Madness would say, that's one step beyond. Actually, I don't know. That would be great. I'd love to be able to do something like that. It would take a lot of, coordination because of the amount of musicians that play on it, to do it justice. But you never know. You never know. I'd love to see it coming to a theater near you.
It's easy to say you could probably Raglan members of the Stoutman, who also, besides singing, do stage work themselves.
They do indeed. Sean, I know he's an aspiring actor. And the Madrigal Choir that play on it, they're no strangers to it. I mean, these are all performing musicians. I think given the right opportunity, it would be wonderful. It would be doing something to raise the event, raise the awareness of the event, and it would be something that's musically cross-genre, so it allows a lot of great people to mingle, and what's better than that? That's what could be more creative.
Now we're going to wrap up this two-part series by going to the tune The Last Great March of the Skeleton Soldiers. Lead us into that tune.
Well, this is the halfway point of the record where the prisoners have to stop in Memphis. They have to get take things on and off the ship, so they're going to be docked there for a couple hours. So a bunch of them gather their wits about them, even though they're only 100 pounds and they're skeletal looking. They go into town and they whoop it up. They eat and they drink and they have so much fun that the sentries, the guards, have to come and get them and shepherd them back to the ship to get them on. Come on, we're going, you know, and... So that's what this is. This is the happy part of the song. And it's got that old banjo sound on it. And this is the one everyone, when they hear it, say, oh, I like that Bag of Bones song. So here's that Bag of Bones song.
Okay, well, we're going to hear that momentarily. But again, reminding folks, you want to find out more about this CD project, you can go to thesultana.com. You can also check out The Sultana on Facebook. And you can like that and get the information about that, find out more details about that. I'd like to thank Jeff Stahara for, first of all, putting together an amazing piece of music and history. But thanks for talking with us on the last two episodes here on The Imprint Program.
Well, thanks for having me. And sorry I'm so long-winded, but I'm so excited about it, you know. Everyone, go out and find out about the Sultana.
Okay, well, let's now check in with the tune, The Last Great March of the Skeleton Soldiers, right here on The Imprint Program.
Well, now the story picks up where it should have left off. They went parading into town. Jigs, and they was all held together like a bunch.
soldiers. Hey, you backbones, we'll be seeing better days ahead.
Yes, there's better days ahead,
hey,
my
friend. You backbones, hey, you backbones, we'll be seeing better days ahead.
That's right, there's better days.
I'll drink to that and shake your head.
So they thought. They drank all they could drink, and they danced all they could dance, and they had so much fun on their last night before heading home and having to be accountable after the war and all. But hell, they were in Memphis, Tennessee. Might as well make the best of the situation before the money runs out, or the drink runs out, or the night runs out. Heading home. But tonight you can hear him singing.
Hey, you backbones, we'll be seeing better days ahead.
Salvation's right around the corner.
Hey, you backbones, we'll be seeing better days ahead.
I'll drink to that
and shake your head.
Escort crew had to herd them back to shore. That superstructure, that wood-hauled steamer, regret iron long. Well, it made quite a picture. There was bayonets on rifles and a 7-foot Tennessee cavalryman from Company D. Now the story picks up where it should have left off. They went parading back. Take it on the chin. This was the last great march of the skeleton soldiers.
The last great march, the skeleton soldiers, the Sultana City, right here on the Imprint program. Of course, if you want to find out more about the Sultana, thesultana.com. But let's now check in with some more cool music on this episode of the Imprint program. This from Chrissy Budzinski and What If.
Leave you. Oh, would you stay?
the future's good as the past. What if I could always hold you?
There from Chrissy Budzinski, and What If, that comes from her CD Taking Chances. And oh, by the way, yeah, we'll tell you more about Chrissy in just a moment. And prior to that, it was the Sultana and the tune, of course, The Last Great March of the Skeleton Soldiers. Want to find out more about the Sultana? It's pretty simple. All you gotta do is go to thesultana.com. Now, mentioning one thing, Chrissy, well, she's going to be involved in the next John Street Jam, which takes place on June 9th. And the lineup there at the Dutch Arms Chapel in Saugerties that night features, along with Chrissy, Declan Bennett, Sophia Telvik, Phil Miller, Decadence, John Wooden, Reverberators, and Meg Braun. A lot of cool stuff there. Of course, if you want to check out the John Street Jam, it's just one of the best sounding rooms, best listening rooms, that is, in across the whole upstate region. It's that simple. Okay, well, what's up for next week's episode of the Imprint program? Well, it is Ann Osman and Dennis Yeary, so get ready for a lot of cool tunes coming your way next week here on the Imprint program. I'm Terry Doyle. I'll talk to you in the near distant future.